Today we have the passage from St. Mark chapter 8 about the Lord's teaching, warning the apostles about the dangerous poison of the scribes, the Pharisees, and King Herod. And he calls it the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. So this particular passage occurs when they were on the boat. The apostles had just left with the Lord and gotten into the boat to cross the Sea of Galilee, and said the apostles had forgotten to bring bread. Maybe they knew that with the Lord there was always going to be an abundance of food, because remember, the Lord could multiply the loaves and the fish. So maybe they were not concerned about bringing food, or maybe they just forgot about it. And so they forgot to bring bread. They only had one loaf for all, 13 of them. But the Lord says, watch out and guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And the apostles, who weren't that bright, they thought the Lord was reprimanding them for not bringing along enough bread. But he was actually warning them to beware of the evil plots, the leaven, the poisonous activity of the Pharisees and King Herod. It says they thought that the Lord was referring to this because they forgot to bring bread. So the Lord then reminds them and says, do you not understand? Do you not comprehend? Are your hearts so hardened? Do you have eyes but not see and ears but not hear? If a movie could be made about the apostles, the best title would be called Clueless, right? Because that would be a great name for the movie about the apostles before Pentecost, right? Before Pentecost. After Pentecost, they were filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding and courage, and they would go out and convert the world. That's the difference between the apostles before the Holy Spirit came down upon them, which is the Spirit of Christ that he would send them with the Father, or the apostles after Pentecost, who were so filled with wisdom and knowledge. If you take a look and study the apostles before Pentecost and the apostles after, it's day and night. That is the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus would give them. Right now, they're on the boat, and they take the Lord literally. They just sort of catch on to the word leaven that makes them think of yeast, which makes them think of bread. Therefore, the Lord is reprimanding them for not bringing enough bread. So the Lord, who's very patient with them, like a father to his children, now explains, no, be watchful, be vigilant against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Now, sometimes when the Lord refers to leaven, he's referring to something good. The simile of leaven can be like, you are the light of the world. You are the leaven of society. And that's a good thing, that we're called to be the leaven, the yeast within society, to make the whole dough rise and to improve and enhance society. But in this particular occasion, the Lord uses the word leaven as something bad, as the evil plots, as the poison of the scribes and the Pharisees. And notice that just a little leaven can make a big difference. The evil plots, the poison of the Pharisees, the evil teachings could contaminate the people of Israel. Or the leaven of Herod could contaminate the people of Israel. And we can look in our society, if you study history, the leaven of the Nazis or the leaven of the communists or the leaven of the socialists, whatever it might be, be careful of the small amount of evil can spread throughout society by those in authority. Those that run governments around the world can poison their culture, their society, the family, because of their evil plots, because of the leaven. It might just be a small amount. We think it doesn't make a difference. And yet, that leaven can affect all of society. And we see this happening throughout the world as well, in many different administrations, many different political movements, many different governments throughout the world, that we have to be vigilant as Christians, as Catholics. Vigilant means to be watchful, to be careful, to be vigilant against the evil plots that many are trying to get into our society. A little bit of poisonous leaven can affect the whole dough of society. So the Lord concludes today by reminding them that He is God, that He can do miracles. And He reminds them, don't you remember that when 5,000 were starving, how I took 5 loaves and we fed all 5,000? How many wicker baskets were left over? They said 12. Then the Lord says, well, what about the time when there were 4,000 people? We had 7 loaves. How many wicker baskets were left over? They said 7. This also reminds us that the Lord did this miracle at least twice. Sometimes there's a confusion. Did the Lord multiply the loaves and the fish once, or did He do it twice? Here we have the Lord reminding us that He worked this miracle at least twice. So when we tend to get discouraged and we see the evil plots continuing to grow within our society, we have to be vigilant, we have to be watchful, and we have to completely trust in the Lord, who is God. He can work miracles. He can get us through every difficult situation in our culture, in our society, because the Lord truly is the Son of God.